It's actually very difficult to tell if an athlete has a concussion. It's not like an athlete has a cast on their head showing something's wrong. And a lot of these changes with the injury can be extremely subtle. There's actually 20 to 25 different symptoms of concussion. The most common symptom is headache. Up to 70% of athletes with concussion will have a headache. But we also see symptoms such as feeling really tired, being light sensitive, being noise sensitive, mood changes, difficulties with thinking, vision changes, nausea, dizziness, etc. In parents that suspect a concussion, what the parent will often see is the athlete will be really, or the student will be very tired at the end of their school day. They'll be much more irritable. They may not outwardly see the headaches unless the child is reporting them, but fatigue and irritability and emotional changes, difficulties with sleep is what we'll commonly see. At the time of the injury, on the field, some of the most telling signs of concussion is the patient's confused, disoriented, repeating themselves, loss of memory. But concussion can occur without those changes as well. One symptom that's often talked about is loss of consciousness, and we've actually found that up to 90% of concussions do not involve a loss of consciousness. In fact, these subtler signs of the injury, such as dizziness and headache and problems with memory, et cetera, can be actually be more predictive of longer outcomes in patients.